This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
It is Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9. Good morning. We want to know 13, 12, 16. Let's just get straight into it.
Okay.
Close calls. Yesterday, Riley, it was in the news that a Qantas plane was actually, for 10 seconds, did a nosedive and completely free fell. That's so scary.
That's terrifying.
10 seconds is a long time.
Oh, that's making my heart jump out of my chest. Even I'm not even in the plane. Just the thought of free falling in a plane. So did they know that it was happening then? Because sometimes you're in a plane and you don't, like, things happen and they might tell you afterwards.
A 10-second nosedive?
You'd know.
You're aware. You're stopping your movie.
How horrible is that feeling when you are falling, like, on a ride or something and your stomach feels like it's going to come out of your chest?
I love that feeling.
I hate it. I hate it. I'll avoid it at all costs.
It's the best. Little adrenaline junkie.
No.
It's a very close call, Riley. Luckily, the pilot was amazing and so is Qantas and they were all safe. You know, in some other airlines, they wouldn't have been.
And you get annoyed. You get annoyed at people that clap after the plane lands.
I do. Stop clapping, guys. It's not a movie.
Yeah, well, you know what? They'd be clapping when they got on that flight.
And even still, don't clap after a movie.
Oh, I clapped after my workout at F45 Normandy the other day. It's fun.
Anyone join in?
It's like, guys, we did it.
Anyway. We want to know, 13, 12, 16, what was your close call? Did you almost die? I remember, Riley, I was about 13, 14, and the neighbourhood mates had a motorbike, and I took it for a little spin around the streets, and I was crossing the road, and I didn't look both sides, came in front of a car, had to hit the brakes and almost killed me.
That's terrifying.
That's a close call.
I wish I had a close call, but unfortunately I live my life on the safe side.
You're exciting.
So I never get myself in sticky situations, but maybe you have. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a close call?
Close call.
An encounter with death.
Yeah, did you almost die? Did something happen when you were like, geez, that was a close call?
Mm-hmm.
Call us now. 13, 12, 16. So broke high school kid. Khalid on Hit 104.9 for R&B Friday. It is Riley Rose and Seamus. 13, 12, 16. Close calls. Yeah. What is your close call? Qantas did a 10-second nosedive the other day. You would have pooped your little panties if you were on that flight.
100% you would have. And close calls are when you have a brush with death, Seamus.
Yeah, when you're like, oh my gosh, I almost died. Reen has called up on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Reen. Reen, how are you? Hello, Reen.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Have you had a close call, Reen?
Well, we live on the river.
Yeah.
And it was the middle of winter, and we're going up the river in a fishing boat,
mm-hmm.
and we hit a snag, and it tipped us out, right?
Oh, no.
Had winter clothes on, jacket, everything. And anyway, I've come up, and my mother always said to me, always go with the flow, you know, and I grabbed the snag, and my husband came up, and he's on the up further, and the boat kept going.
Okay.
Wow.
On its own.
Really? Went all the way down the river. Now, was there a floating door there and only one of you could fit in the cold river of the weir?
The boat kept going and a neighbour up from us seen the boat and said, something's going to happen. There's no one in the boat.
Oh, yeah. And they came and saved you.
Well, they got in their boat to come get us because what the boat did, it ended up still going in the willow trees.
That's a ghost
and were
boat.
You and your husband okay? Like, did you have a new lease on life after this?
I think it was the only time he ever worried about me.
Oh.
Thanks, Reem. Here we go. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus. The Borders Hit 104.9. Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit. Riley, I'm just going to take another. We'll take another.
We're taking calls on close calls.
Oh, how perfect is that?
Thank you very much.
Because Qantas did a massive nosedive.
10-second nosedive.
You would have pooped your pants now.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin from Albury, who was in the military for many years, has called up with a close call. Kev, what happened, mate?
I was with the British Army in the First Gulf. The war had just finished, and we was walking back from a presentation in the desert. It was dark. I stepped on something that went click.
Oh,
the only
God.
Things that go click are usually landmines.
Oh.
So my mate spent 10 minutes having to dig around my foot while I couldn't move to to see what was there. And lucky enough, it wasn't a mine. It was the nose cone from a what they call a Hellfire missile, which has a plastic cover for receiving laser beams. And it was one of them that from a an exploded weapon system.
Kev, how did you feel like having to stand still, like dead still? Like, what was going through your mind? Was the adrenaline just coursing through your body, or were you quite calm?
Well, my backside was going sixpence half a crown for 10 minutes.
Mate, you would have gotten so scared.
Well, funny enough, I wasn't, because there wasn't much I could do. We was trying to think out if it had been the real thing, what to do. Like, there's try and put something on it, or just everyone move away and I'll just dive on the ground and hopefully.
Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing that story. It's crazy.
You're a legend, mate.
No, I won't say that, but thank you anyway.
Tag team. Whoop, there it is. On here. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9. Not long ago, Riley, we caught up with Mr. Maker only a few days ago over the phone.
Yeah, so he's got a show, a television show, and he is very crafty and...
Very crafty, good with his hands.
Coming to the Aubrey Entertainment Centre next month.
He's 40 years old.
Two double passes to give away. That doesn't matter. His age is not.
Yeah, no, but he looks so young in the TV show.
Oh, he does.
We've got two family passes, but you've got to win...
This is Seamus's game. Good luck.
At 13, 12, 16, we need a contestant on the phone sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and I mean, Mr. Maker, so many mums love him, for example.
Yeah.
Whoever this person is. Good morning, you're live on the air.
Good morning, who's this?
It's Daniel, how are you?
Hello, Daniel. Do you love Mr. Maker?
I'm just forced to watch it with my 4-year-old and 1.5-year-old.
You guys would have so much fun if you actually went to the show.
It would be nice, yes.
All right, well, you've got to get through Seamus's game, Daniel.
Yeah, you reckon you got what it takes, mate?
Certainly.
Have you heard it before? Because they're quite obscure questions most of the time.
Yeah, I heard one the other week where he was trying to ask who's Ariana Grande and all that one, yeah.
Great, all right.
I love you pronounce it better. Okay. Which country is Singapore in?
Is Singapore in?
No, which country is Singapore in?
I just want to tell you, I didn't get this one either. We practiced it this morning.
Three.
Pass.
Two. Who is the Prime Minister of America?
There isn't a Prime Minister, it's President.
Ooh. Finish this sentence. I love it when my dog... licks peanut butter off my...
shoes.
Oh, very good. I was getting worried I had to dump you there. Okay, what sound does your iPhone make when you plug it into the charger?
Wouldn't have a clue. I don't have an iPhone.
What's this sound? Do that.
Good.
Very good. Okay, Taylor Swift or Katy Perry? Quick, quick, quick.
What was that, sorry?
Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
Taylor Swift.
That's wrong.
Which Hollywood actor does Seamus Evans resemble? This is for the win.
Robert De Niro.
Yes! Good one, Daniel.
Hey, right. Daniel, you and your 4-year-old and your 1.5-year-old, congratulations, you're going across to see Mr. Maker.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Welcome. That was a good one, Seamus.
Seamus?
Yes.
Where is Singapore in?
It's its own country.
Right,
another trick question.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it's located in the continent of Asia.
Okay.
That's good. We all learned something today.
We learned with Seamus' game.
Yeah, because I didn't know that either. Singapore sounds like it would be a city.
It's both.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, okay.
You're a legend, mate. Stay on hold for
me.
Bye,
Daniel.
It's Riley Rose
Thank
and Seamus.
Thank you, bye.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Happy R&B Friday. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we award the final winner of the Guy Sebastian double passes and the meet and greet. Riley, trouble in paradise with me.
Oh, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, my friend.
I know. Let me tell you.
So you're in a relationship now.
Yeah, I am. I've been for a while, I think.
And it's been great.
Oh, it's been great. And, you know, I get to her place the other night and she is in a foul mood.
So define foul mood. What's she doing?
Oh, carrying on like a pork chop, ripping into me for no reason, having a crack at the tiny... I brought her a little gift, a little flavoured milk. Well, that would have been fine, but I'm on a cleanse, so... Oh, okay. I'll drink it myself. And then I drank it. And she's like, oh, did you seriously just drink that? I'm going to be off the cleanse in like 2 days. I'm like, well, you said no. Here I am.
She was cranky because she's on a cleanse. She's hungry.
Here I am. I've eaten. I've been to the gym. I feel great. I'm like, oh, I'm in my comfortable pants. I'm going to sit and watch Love Island, play chess on my phone. I'm enjoying myself. Just from the other room, just ripping me apart. I almost left. I was like, I can't handle this. I'm going to beat it. I don't know what your caper is, woman.
So did you ask her
starts
that?
Starts crying.
Oh.
The whole box and dice.
What have you done?
And I'm like,
was this something you did like 2 weeks ago? It's just been brewing.
And even though I'm like, what's wrong?
Nothing. Yep. Classic.
Turns out she thought she was pregnant. Oh. I mean, fair enough. You know? Fair enough to treat me like that.
What are you talking?
That would scare you. Like, quite late. Sick, the whole deal. Stupid idiot over here. I'm like, oh, she's just sick.
Okay.
I didn't even piece anything together.
I don't think that you could have known that, though. Could you have?
No.
I don't think that's the first thing that pops into your head. Oh, well, that's good. So
the lesson I learnt after being in this relationship.
When your girlfriend's cranky.
And she says that she's fine. And that she's not sick for that reason. She's always lying.
Wow. Oh, that did not expect
took
that.
Took a turn, didn't it? Mm. I mean, imagine how I was feeling. Lucky she didn't tell me.
What's...
Could you imagine?
It's also like...
be so scary.
Yeah.
Thinking that I've got a baby on the way. Oh, what do you do in that instance?
A lot of people have been in that situation.
Yeah, I don't want to be in it. I'd prefer, if I had a choice, not to be in that predicament.
Yeah. So after 8:30, free airtime Friday is coming up. 10 seconds on the clock if you'd like to get anything on the airwaves.
It's all coming up right here on Hit 104.9. Riley Rose and Seamus. DJ Konski, the Borders Hit 104.9. Coming up in the next 20 minutes, Riley Tyson will be reviewing Incredibles 2.
Guy Sebastian needs no introduction.
G'day, it's Guy Sebastian here. Because there's more in
this bloodstorm. But apparently these guys do. Shameless self-promotion with Riley Rose and Seamus on the Borders Hit 104.9.
What a journey, Riley. What a journey.
Hasn't it been?
This is a bigger journey than Frodo and Samwise Gamgee over to Mordor to drop the ring in.
I don't know what that means, but I'm agreeing with you, Seamus, because it has been a journey. We've been getting people of the border to promote our show because we had no money for advertising. So we needed them to use their body, their skills, their property to promote the show in some way because Guy Sebastian gifted us.
Two double passes and a meet and greet, Riley. Now,
two double passes.
Five double passes and a meet and greet. Thank you.
Yeah, and we've been giving out tickets all this week to the people that deserve it. Now, there's one that I wanted to talk about today.
You've been pushing for this since the beginning.
Well, this was the idea.
I will make a dedicated Instagram fan page.
Yes! Oh, my God, I love that.
I'm sorry. Were you going to start on zero followers?
I'm not loving it. You know lots of people, don't you, Sarah?
Of course.
If you can get over 10,000 followers, now we're talking.
Jesus.
Fair enough. 10,000 followers.
10,000 followers is a lot of people and a lot of people to reach as well. Now, Seamus, you weren't really convinced. No. So we got Sarah on the air who made the Instagram fan page to kind of like pitch it a little bit and see how she was going. How's the Instagram page going, Sarah?
Pretty good so far, I think.
How badly do you want the Guy Sebastian tickets and how badly do you want the border to help you win them?
Very.
Give us your pitch.
Hey, guys, please. I'm begging you. Help me.
That's begging. That is begging. Literally begging.
Literally begging on the air. That's fine. We actually encourage that. Seamus, you were still not convinced,
though. Not convinced. Here we go.
Can I just please recap on one of them, one of my favourites?
Yeah.
It's the Riley Rose and Seamus fan page.
This one's the worst. I'm sorry, on this Instagram. Is the worst one. I mean, the fan page isn't exciting.
We have a fan page. That's so cool.
So, how many followers? They've 33 last time I checked.
74 now, which
it's
is
growing.
Actually not bad.
Okay, so.
The creator of the fan page is actually on the phone. Sarah, good morning.
Sarah, good morning. Hello, Sarah. Now's your time to talk, Sarah. Sarah, you there?
She's busy uploading to our Instagram page. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Now, Sarah, You've had a few weeks. This is the last day. How many followers are you up to?
I think it's around 550.
What a shame, because I said if it was 10,000, you'd win. If you got a 10,000, and you got 9,450 yeah. short.
What have you got to say for yourself, Sarah?
Are you Sarah, crying? Are you still there? Are you crying?
About 550, I think.
Sarah, you didn't make it to 10,000. Isn't that a yeah. shame? Otherwise, you would have won.
Oh, look. Stop playing with her feelings.
Sarah, yeah, congratulations. You're going to get to Guy Sebastian. And we're going to give you the meet and greet.
So much.
You're going to meet Guy Sebastian as well.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I can hear your voice shaking. You're that nervous. You're that upset. You're that scared. You're that happy.
Bit of everything.
Yeah. So who are you going to take?
I'm going to try to take my best friend, who I haven't seen since last November.
Oh, what's their name? Okay, Sarah.
You know what? She's better on social media, I must say.
Congratulations. Nah.
And Sarah, can I just ask Sarah one more quick question? Sure, Sarah, and now are you going to continue this Riley Rose and Seamus fan page?
Yeah, you know what the rules are, mate.
Yeah, of course I will.
Because I was like, I don't know about this, but as long as you continue it, I hope you enjoy those lovely tickets.
All right, beautiful.
Okay, bye, Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, thank you so much, everyone that got around the Guy Sebastian Shameless self-promotion as well, Seamus.
Yeah, wasn't it great?
It's been a bloody journey, hasn't it? It really has. And have a great time with Guy Sebastian, anyone that's going as well. And we love you. We love everyone.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Psycho, Post Malone, Ty Dolla Sign. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You can see Post Malone in Vegas, hit.com.au. Become a hit VIP.
We've got another Ty Dolla Sign in the studio, Tyson.
Yes, and Post Malone winner went out yesterday, so we're done with that.
You can't do that.
You can
that
see
anymore.
Backstreet Boys though.
A world famous rooftop.
Yep, boom. Do that. Anyway, what are we talking about? Movies.
Mate, you and I went for Incredibles 2.
Oh, that's epic
yesterday.
Music.
Oh, it was an epic show.
It was. And
Disney Pixar.
Yeah, yeah, and I've got a bit of a review for you.
I love it.
Without any spoilers, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But basically, if you're a fan of the first one, it came out 14 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, 14 years. And I saw the meme that said, all you parents out there trying to take your kids to this movie, it's not for kids, it's for me. I've been waiting 14 years to see this. So people are flipping out. But I can tell you, it is for kids, obviously.
Yeah,
there's still those jokes in there for the parents, you know, like, hey, they're superheroes, but they've still got a family and they got to look after their kids.
How funny is that? Yeah,
they got things to do.
Yeah, and I think Jack, the baby, pretty much the comedy of the movie.
Yeah, he was pretty funny.
He's funny little baby doing funny little stuff.
So can
obviously.
I just ask quickly, has the family gotten older? Are they 14 years older?
Yeah, this is what I was going to say next. And that's the best part about having an animation sequel is the family doesn't have to get older. It can be like, it left off exactly after the last movie.
Finished. I know.
Like The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah, so they always stay the same age. So it works out pretty well in that sense. There's comedy in there. But if you're looking for, as you say, it's been 14 years and you're an adult now and you think you're going to get a massive plot or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. You figure out what's going on pretty early.
Right.
Like, you'd be like, oh, that guy's evil, that whatever, this person's evil, that sort of stuff.
We picked it like a dirty nose right from the beginning.
But still enjoyable, epic movie, awesome like that. But I also have a second review for you. The review is going to the movies with Seamus.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Great, exciting time of your life.
Checks his phone constantly, talks.
Well, I can take you through it. Okay. The movie starts.
Yeah, holding hands.
I think I see. Well, Seamus sat next to me and then he gave me a seat buffer, which was nice.
I like the seat buffer.
I was like, okay, move over. Yeah.
and
then he proceeded to check his phone maybe three or four times in the first.
I was getting text messages.
In the first 10 minutes. You just don't look. But anyway.
You know what my theory is and my moral when I go to the movies? If you can't sit through a movie and not check your phone, then you've got a digital addiction.
I clearly do have one.
Yeah, he definitely does. I don't think you would, I don't think you would deny that. So I could see it light up a little bit at the corner of my eye. I'm like, all right. He's checking it. Next thing at the corner of my eye, Seamus's head is kind of looking up at the ceiling in a way. So I'm like,
the ceiling, I think.
That wouldn't be the best way to watch a movie. I look over, he's asleep.
Oh my God.
And he was asleep for about an hour of the movie.
It was comfortable. It was great temperatures.
Were you in Gold Class?
It was dark.
No, and I can tell you he was definitely comfortable because when it got to the quiet parts of the movie, you could hear him snoring.
Oh, Seamus.
Yep. And then he jolted awake when suddenly this action scene hit in, and he looked like he just woke from a nightmare because he sat up real straight and it was all action movie, and he's like, yep, suddenly whatever. He also asked me at right early in the start of the movie, like, oh, no, that's that voice of that guy. Like, you know, he's that person sort
you're
of thing.
And
I went,
worst.
I was like, don't talk to me during the movie.
Early on, you're a Breaking Bad fan. They had voices from Breaking Bad.
They did, but I was like, yeah, I figured that out. All right, take it easy, mate. And then, you know, proceeded to check his phone a few more times by the end of the movie.
I hope you at least put the brightness down so it wasn't annoying everyone
else. No one
was
next to me. No one was behind me.
You can see it in the
movie. I pulled it out the side of my pocket.
He was trying to be very secretive, but it was in the corner of my
eye. I will say, very comfortable sleep. It was an absolutely amazing nap.
You're ridiculous.
And that's no, you know, reflection.
Yeah,
reflection of the movie.
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah, yeah.
not. Yeah. I was tired.
That's a reflection on Seamus.
Excuse
He's
me, Tyson.
He's just a sleepy boy.
What are you going to rate Incredibles 2?
Out of 100.
Well, no, I'm just going to give it 7 super suits.
7 super suits.
And that's not out of anything, I just because.
7 out of 100.
Would you say?
No, not out of 100. But...
Would you say the first one was better or the second one was better? What would you say?
I think they're on par. I think they're both very good. If you enjoy the first one,
that.
You'll like the second one.
Well, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Make sure you go see it at Regent Cinemas if it sounds like a movie that you'd go see. And it's going to be freezing this weekend, so hopefully it'll be nice and warm in there.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up with Riley, Rose and Seamus. Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.